This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين تتنزل عليهم الرحمات والسكينة وأن يذكرنا في من عنده وأن يغفر لنا عند انصرافنا من هذا المجلس إن شاء الله. فقه الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. How to go about enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. This subject is so important for the Ummah. And this is the second, if not the third, lecture already. I think it's the third, including Khutbatul Jumu'ah, that we brought this subject up. And we say, Ya Ikhwa, that the Ummah has unfortunately failed in that field. In spite of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described this ummah to be the best ummah, He tied this to enjoining good and forbidding evil. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Because you are the best ummah raised up for humanity, for mankind, because you enjoin good, you forbid evil, you believe in Allah. So, the reason why we see all these mukhalafat, disobediences and wrong things in the ummah, because Muslims, they walk around and they do not say anything about it. I'm not saying you're going to fight everybody, but there is a way to go about changing that evil. And this is the intention behind this. Very quickly, just to recap, we spoke about the importance of this act. Some of the scholars of the Ummah, they considered it to be the sixth pillar. Of course, yani when you say this, the people of Bid'ah normally they come after you. Look at the Sheikh, he's adding a pillar to us. So yani we say this while we're careful. Yeah, and we're not adding anything to Hadith Bunya al-Islam ala khams. No, we're not. But look at this. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ You are the best ummah ever raised for mankind because تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ Three things. You enjoin what is good, you forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah, I'm asking you a question right now. What is the most important one of those three? Which one? Al-Iman wa al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf wa al-Nahy 'an al-Munkar? Iman, right? Why the Iman was delayed? لأنه لا يستقيم الإيمان بغير الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. You will never have Iman if you do not enjoin good and forbid evil. If you do not fix the environment where you fit, where you belong, it will contaminate you. Your Iman will gradually what? So enjoining good and forbidding evil is a protection for your iman. That is why it was placed before it. It was placed first because it will guarantee the quality of your iman. Quickly, we spoke about the ummah got into what they call pitfalls, two categories. One type of people who say, we should not worry about other people's business, okay? It's personal. And they say, well, I'm not perfect. Why should I go and tell people what to do when I'm not perfect? Or they say, as long as you're okay, you don't have to worry about the people. So they abandoned that duty because of these misconceptions. And we explained this last lecture. The other type of Muslims who they do enjoin good and forbid evil. They do, but they don't know how to do it. Let me say, they enjoin good without good. And they forbid evil with evil. المسألة يا إخوة is very shaky. The issue of enjoining good and forbidding evil, في حاجة اسمها إيه؟ Assessing المصالح والمفاسد. Assessing the benefits that will come as a result of this act and the harm. If there is more harm than the benefit, you're not supposed to do it. Therefore, you must have the fiqh, the understanding. That is why the series is called فقه الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. طيب, let's get to business today. Today we want to define, we want to talk about the title. Look at this. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. أمر بمعروف نهي عن منكر. Two blocks. If you think about the four words, Amr is the opposite of what? Nahi. Ma'roof is the opposite of what? Munkar. So, arba' kalimat ايه? Mutaqabilat. The opposites of one another. طيب, a question that we have to ask before we go there. لماذا قدم الأمر بالمعروف عن النهي عن المنكر? Why it was not worded النهي عن المنكر والأمر بالمعروف? Why enjoining what is good took precedence over forbidding what is evil? Number one, it's easier. This is one. It's easier. Brother, if you pray two rak'ahs after mashallah, you get so much rewarded. طب واحد بيشرب خمرة, ما تشربش الخمرة, don't drink alcohol. Which is easier? Also, some of the scholars, they said why? Because by default, we are all fashioned to be tuned to ma'roof. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn is born what? Good. Is born good. فطرة. وبعدين يأتي الايه؟ فأبواه الفطرة هي الإسلام. And then أبواه, then his parents will come and do what? Take him away from that فطرة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث عياض المجاشعي ابن حمار المجاشعي في صحيح مسلم الحديث الإلهي, رب العالمين يقول إني خلقت عبادي كلهم حنفاء. I have created every person حنيف مسلم. ثم جاءتهم الشياطين, then the شياطين, the satans, they came فاجتالتهم. فالمعروف comes before the منكر because it corresponds to the فطرة. It's easy. بس المنكر is another issue إن شاء الله. طيب, what is المعروف? What is the definition of المعروف? كل ما يعرفه الشرع ويأذن به ويندحه ويثني على فاعله. Everything, ما هو المعروف, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger called it ma'roof, called it good. This means that you cannot come and tell people to do your cultural stuff. Don't come around and say I'm from Somal and this is how we do things in Somal, I want you to do it. ليه, هو انت هتجيب دين جديد؟ لا. يبقى المعروف is something that Allah is sanctioned by who? By who? Allah and His Messenger. يعني to be fair, أهل العلم, the people of knowledge, say أدخلوا العادات, some of the customs, but in your area. بس العادة اللي ما فيهاش نص, habits and customs that there is no what? نصوص. يعني سبحان الله, one of the things that really amazes me is when the snow was coming down the other day and I had to go somewhere and I saw somebody wearing short sleeves, you know, one shirt, t-shirt, and wearing shirt t-shirt with short sleeves. طب ايه ده يعني, can you tell him that's If it is in your environment, really, if it is in my... If I see somebody doing this in the masjid, I'm going to tell him. طب هو ده دين? This is religion? This is not religion. على فكرة يا إخوة, هذا بيسموه خوارم المروءة, من خوارم المروءة هذا. لأن إيه معنى كده, أن يدماك إيه? The head is not functioning what? Correctly يعني. There is something wrong. يعني ايه الشخص هذا في حاجة, ايه في نفسيات كده مش مزبوط. There are some psycho stuff going on. But it's not haram. Is it haram? It's not haram. Because there is no nas, there is no text. There is no text. فالمعروف, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger identified to be معروف. The same exact thing with المنكر. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger identified to be منكر, to be حرام, to be evil, to be bad. طيب, we talked about this, but we bring it up in a little bit details. ما هو حكم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر؟ حكمه إيه؟ Must you do it? You're allowed to do it? It is حرام to do it? First of all, the majority, they said it's mandatory upon the community. A community like us, if there is evil, if somebody does it, then the rest are what? Exempt. بسموه فرض ايه? كفاية. Communal. بس ردوا على هذا, بالرغم من in spite of the fact that this is the view of the جمهور, بس ردوا, they responded and they said no, it is mandatory upon every individual. ابن رجب actually mentioned something so beautiful, which is at the end of the day kind of reconcile the two views. Listen to what Ibn Rajab said, and I'll translate. من شهد الخطيئة فكرهها كان كمن لم يشهدها وعجز عن إنكارها إذا عجز عن إنكارها بلسانه ويده. If you see evil and with your heart you dislike it, as if you have not seen it, but provided what? That you're unable to change it with what? With the tongue or the hand. Ma huwa, the tongue and the hand are tied to what? To two issues. Listen carefully to this, ya ikhwa, hadha huwa lubu al-mawdu'. This is the core of the subject. Once it comes to the tongue and the hand, you're dealing with two issues here. You, are you able to or not? Meaning, if you use your hand, are you going to bring harm upon yourself or not? They are going to take you to jail. They may beat you up. They may threaten your family. Harm will come to you or not. So this is you. Now the other end of this is the issue. If you use the tongue or the hand, are you going to replace that evil with another evil? Mahab ibn al-Qayyim dhakar fi a'lam al-muwaqqi'in four levels. Evil, you change it to good. Or evil, you change it to a lesser evil. Or evil, you change it to an evil equal to it. Or evil, you change it to a greater evil. We're getting it? Something bad, you change it to something totally good. You remove it. Or lesser evil. Or equal or greater evil. The first two, you have to do it. If you're going to change that evil to something better or a lesser evil, you have to do it. If it is equal, then you need a scholar to help you with the assessment. You really need to do shura. Brother, if I do this, this is going to happen. What should I do? A greater evil, it is haram to change that evil. Haram to change that evil. Just leave it. Leave it. This is what Ibn Rajab is referring to. He is saying, if you see it and you are unable to change it with your hand or tongue because of the harm that will bring to you, or it will cause a greater evil, but you must do it with your heart then. Which is what? Hating it. You hate what he's doing. But hating it, ya ikhwa, does not mean that you mingle around them. You're not supposed to mingle around them. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا Do what? فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ طيب. The other end of this, so you saw evil, كلام ابن رجب, because we want to find out if it is a communal or an individual duty. You see evil, but you're unable to change it with your hand and tongue, but you hate it with your heart, and you withdraw. You hear it with your heart does not mean that you stick around. You leave as if you have not seen that evil. But the other end of this, وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا, ده كلام ابن رجب الحنبلي, وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا, and whoever is absent when the evil was committed, but he was told about it, he was told of it, فَرَضِيَهَا. Brother, you know Ahmed, he went yesterday to the club, the nightclub, and he smoked a joint and he got high and he got a drink. Man, I wish I was there. رضيت بإيه? With what? As if you have seen it and you're able to change it and you did not do it. You're getting it? So in both cases, changing good and forbidding evil is mandatory upon you with which limb? Huh? لا ينفك عنك القلب, with your heart. وهذا الكلام يا إخوة, الناس اللي بيجي يقول لك, يعني امبارح لما when I said yesterday في خطبة الجمعة, ما يصحش ان انت تقول للناس ميري كريسماس والكلام ده والشجرة اللي ما يصحش. يقول لك طب ليه يا شيخ ومش عارف, طب ما انت يا سيدي هو ده evil ولا مش evil? This is evil or not? ها؟ هو عبادة المسيح ده evil ولا مش evil يا إخوة? Worshipping the Messiah and المسيح مش حرام? مش شرك? طب أنت تنكر هذا بقلبك أم لا? Shouldn't you hate this with your heart? خلاص withdraw. Withdraw. Because if you are in the vicinity of the evil, you're basically telling them it's good, it's okay. But when you leave, خلاص. وبعدين يعني احنا عندنا القصة عمدة في هذا الموضوع. اهي. والقصة وردت في القرآن. The story was mentioned in the Quran. اللي هي الايه بتوع السمك. قصة اصحاب the Sabbath breakers. واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون. إيه القصة يا إخوة? What is the story of the Sabbath breakers? People who live by the sea, البحر المتوسط, the Mediterranean, طلبوا من ربنا يوم يخصص للعبادة. They said, oh Allah, give us one day we do not do anything but worship you. لا نفعل شيئا من أشياء الدنيا أبدا في هذا اليوم. We will not do anything that has to do with the dunya at all on this day. We're just going to devote this day to worshiping you. فربنا أعطاهم الإيه? Allah سبحانه وتعالى giving them what day? السبت, اللي هو يوم الايه? السبت, Saturday. What is their job? Normally if you live by the seaside, your job is what? Fisherman. Fish ايه? Can you work as a fish? Yeah, Muhammad, fisherman. Fisherman. What is your job? I'm a fish. Fisherman. فشوف بقى الفتنة يا إخوة, سبحان الله. ولا نبلونكم, على فكرة I used to fish and I used to be good at it and I love fish. شوف بقى how Allah tested, and when I see, you know, when normally what triggers you to fish is when you walk by the sea, ولا يعني البحر كده, وتشوف السمك إيه jumping in the water, يعني بتتجنن, يجنن. You cannot even hold yourself. You have to go. You go home, get the stuff, come back. When you see the fish, what? Jumping in front of you. But look at the fitna of those people. Ma hu, you get tested. Ma hu, the issue is you get tested. You say, a lot of people, they say that they are Muslims. You're going to be tested. Your Islam is going to be tested. Your deen is going to be tested. For those people, they said, we want to worship you, Allah, one day. And they are fishermen. طب تعال. Throughout the week, ولا سمكي. Not even a small little fish. Throughout the week, يطلعوا, they go out to the sea, they take their nets, throw the nets, أبيض. Nothing. On Saturday, شوف وصف القرآن, تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا. تعرف المشط بتاع السمك اللي فوق ده بيسموه ايه؟ You know the top piece of the fish? It comes out like this. But in what day? They are supposed to fish on Saturday? لا. تبح. And this is not like 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I mean, they were tested. They were tried. So they go throughout the week to fish. They come back. ولا سمكي. On Saturday, ده تتجنن. لو ما فيش عندك الوزع الدين, لو ما فيش عندك دين, انت مش دين, تتجنن. You go crazy. زي a person who loves money. يقول لك تعالى عام خد لون بمئة ألف اهو. خد مئة ألف تتجنن. لو لولا الدين. ما هو الدين ايه يا اخ بيمسك. الدين وقت بوتي وقت. حرام يا عم. لا 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 حرام. Ibn Abbas is the narrator of this author, يا إخوة. بقول لك إيه؟ حتى أنهم قالوا لقد قرمنا السمك. تعرف إيه قرمنا السمك؟ أنت عارف اللي هو الواحد بيشرب سجاير يقول لك أنا 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 معفط. Somebody who smokes and then he stops smoking, how he feels. Man, the same exact thing with fish. Man, we want some fish. قرمنا السمك. We're crazy for fish. طب عملوا ايه? What did they do? ها? شوف الشيطان. الشيطان. They placed their nets on Saturday. عملوا كده artificial streams in the water. ما هو ايه? السمك بيأتي ايه? The fish comes to the shore. ف they made some artificial streams so that the fish will go in there. يدخل السمك في ال في ال في ال وإيه cannot come out. وحطوا إيه ريبوت اللي هو الإيه nets. And they said on Sunday we'll pick it up. شايف ال they are tricking who now. يا أخي أنت تعجب والله. حرفوا التوراة, قتلوا الأنبياء, أكلوا الربا, أكلوا أموال الناس بالباطل, ما عذبهم الله كما عذبهم في هذه. They changed the Torah. They killed the prophets and messengers. They killed the prophets, الأنبياء, عفوا. They ate riba. Allah did not punish them the way that He punished them with this one. ليه? Why? Because you're deceiving Allah. When you think about deceiving Allah, that means you understanding who Allah is. أنت تقدر تمكر على ربنا. The Allah knows what you have not thought about yet. He knows what you will think about before you know it. Now you can trick Allah with this? Impossible. They did it. Look what happened to the community now, because this has to do with the subject. They divided into three groups. The community divided into three groups. One group ate. Ate the fish. اللي هم اللي اصطادوا واكلوا. Those who fished and they cooked. They used to do, by the way, do it in secret. يعني أنا نسيت. They used to go in secret and fish and come. But when they cook the fish, the smell goes where? All over. طب هم التانيين ما عارفين ما فيش سمك في البحر. Where did those people get the fish from? They found out what they are doing. The other end of this, the people who stood, it's haram. It's haram. Allah will punish you for this. So those are the people who are doing what? Enjoining what? Good and forbidding evil. The third group, they did not eat. They did not tell them this is bad. And at the same time, they blame those who enjoin good and forbid evil. بسموهم الايه؟ الطابور الخامس. في دائما يعني تلاقي كده ايه في فئة كده ايه there is always يعني some people in the ummah they are we call them dancing on the stairs. انت عارف somebody who goes up the stairs وبعدين he keeps dancing in the middle. He does not go up nor what? مالوش لون. He has no color. To the extent that قالوا, they said to that people who what? Who are enjoining good and forbidding evil, لِمَ تَعِضُونَ قَوْمًا. Why are you talking to them when they are not listening to you? They are still fishing and eating. لِمَ تَعِضُونَ قَوْمًا. اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Why are you speaking about it? Well, that goes to the brothers who they see evil and they change it one time and then after that they don't speak about it. ما هو I see my brother, he does not pray. Pray. ما سمع الكلام. He does not pray. He's not listening to me. السلام عليكم. صلاة. Pray. Is it your job to change him? Is it your job? What is your job? It's to keep talking. As long as I see you, I'm going to keep talking to you about it. Oh. They said, why are you keep talking to them about eating the fish all the time when they are not listening? What did they say? مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَعْلِشِّي. I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing this for what? For Allah. Whether you accept it or not, يا إخوة, listen to me carefully. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ كانت تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغني عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخل النار مع الداخلين. Two wives of two prophets. نوح عليه السلام and لوط عليه السلام. Prophets. They could not help them to believe. طب انت عندك مثل تاني يعني heart breaking. ابن نوح. The son of Nuh. The son of Nuh. Now if you want to tell me that Nuh did not convey the message of Tawheed to his son, you have a problem. His own son did not believe. طب انت what are you going to do? بس your job is to, what is your job? What is your job? Is to what? To deliver. To speak about the evil. To speak about what is good. That is your job. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمك. He taught us. علمنا. He taught us that even his uncle at the bed of death, he kept doing it. عمو is dying. بموت. His uncle is dying. يا عم قل إيه؟ لا إله إلا الله. So it is not your job whether the people are going to respond to you or not. You're doing this for who to begin with? For Allah. معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم they may come back. أنت لا تدري. And you don't know when this heart will accept. You don't know. You never know. For your job is to deliver. Subhanallah, I'm confirming to you the fact that if you are to enjoy in good, if you see evil and you tell the people it's bad, you cannot be with them anymore. They said, listen, listen, we have to build a wall. If you're going to continue with that evil, we have to put a wall between us. A wall. They put a wall. مش عايزين نشوفك. انت عايزين تاكلوا سمك وتسرقوا. You want to betray Allah and you want to trick Allah. You go ahead. Let's just separate. سلام. They put a wall. Kept going on. One day they went out. They saw their gate did not open this morning. They are not coming out. What happened to those people? They are not coming out today. Been noon. And said, can you go and look and see what happened to them? So one of them went from the top of the wall. مَسَخَهُمُ اللَّهُ قِرَدَةً. Allah transformed them into monkeys. Subhanallah. هذه عقوبة يا إخوة يعني عجيبة. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين. يعني يحكي ابن عباس because some of them they were related. So a monkey, a chimpanzee will come and then smells مثلا his son who decided to go with the group that enjoins good and forbid evil. Does like this. Who are you? He points to him. He does not speak. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكْ. Haven't I told you? Haven't I told you? طبعا a lot of the talk about whether they had offsprings or not, whether they got married and they had offsprings, والصحيح يعني في هذه المسألة كل يعني كل هذه ما فيش أثار ثابتة. We don't have a clear authentic text, but الصحيح that after 3 days they died. ماتوا. أو على الأقل or at least they did not have children. يعني the punishment stopped what? With those what? Because it's not fair to who? To the offspring. I mean that the monkeys and they got married and then they had monkeys. No, they did not have. It ended with them, that punishment. سبحان الله يعني والله أنا بقرأ اليوم يا أخوة هذا الكلام والله شيء عجيب. رب العالمين سكت عن الفريق اللي هو الإيه؟ Allah did not say anything about the third group. ما هو في هذه آيات these are verses in سورة الأعراف. بقول لك فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء. We saved those who used to enjoy in good and forbid evil. وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون. And we punished those who used to eat fish a great punishment. And then the next verse explained what punishment. فلما عتوا عما نهوا عنه قلنا لهم كونوا قردة. We turned them into what? Monkeys. Allah did not say anything about that third group, the group that danced on the stairs. What happened to them? يعني one of the most touchy explanations, قول ابن عباس أو أنس, one of the two. He said, Allah did not care about them. تركهم. لأنهم رأوا حدود الله تنهك فأهملوها, فأهملهم الله. Because they saw the boundaries of Allah being transgressed and they were careless. And Allah did the same to them. He became unmindful of them. ويبكي بكى ابن عباس. He said, how many sins do we see and we do not speak about it? How many sins? How many bad things do we see in the ummah, in front of our eyes? يعني أنس له علاقة له عبارة أخرجها البخاري يقول إيه أنس speaking to to the predecessors after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. Anas speaking to the best generation. We know Anas, subhanAllah, one of the companions, he lived almost 100+ years. He lived very long time. For he was addressing the generation after the generation of the Prophet and the companions. You know what he's telling them? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَعْمَلُونَ أَعْمَالًا هِيَ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ أَدَقُّ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ كُنَّا نَعُدُّهَا مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ عَلَى عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. فضل. You do things, you see it as nothing. We used to consider it a major sin at the time of the Prophet. طب انت تخيل هذا هي خير الناس قرني, the best of generation is by generation, and then who fall, what about هذا الهم اللي احنا فيه, what about this time, الله المستعان, الله المستعان. انكم لتعملون اعمالا هي في اعينكم ادق من الشعر. And subhanallah, ikhwa, yani one of the things that I keep thinking about, you know, a lot of the companions, they lost their sights. Jabir Ami, Ibn Umar Ami, a lot of them, they became blind when they grown old. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, one of the wisdoms is this. Allah did not want them to see what? When you have iman, يعني سفيان الثوري له مقولة عجيبة. Wallahi, سفيان الثوري هذا إمام من أئمة المسلمين. والله إني لأبول دما إذا رأيت المنكر ولا أستطيع تغيير. When I see something bad and I cannot change it because of the variables that I mentioned, because of the issues that I mentioned, it will bring harm or a greater evil will result. He says what? Because of I'm angry and I'm upset, I urinate blood. لغيرة لمحارم الله, غيرة, jealousy for the boundaries of Allah. اللي انت تشوف حرام, something that Allah hates, and you do not change it because you're restrained. You can't. That is why subhanallah, the companions, one of the wisdoms behind them being blinded when they grown old is Allah did not want them to see this. Because when you see it, it's done. You have to do something about it. You have to do something about it. I go back to the issue, ya ikhwa. This is very important for you to understand this. That you have to change that evil with your heart at all times. But changing that evil with the heart means that you cannot be in the vicinity of the evil. والنبي وضح هذا في حديث ابن مسعود في البخاري, عفوا, في صحيح مسلم, يقول the first signs of wickedness that emerged into بني إسرائيل. What? يا أخي أنت ممكن تجلس, أصل أنت عمل لي كده إيه, أصل الموضوع محتاج تركيز برضو, اجلس لي بكده ورا شوي. The first sign of wickedness that happened in the children of Israel, أن الرجل يقابل الرجل, that you go and see somebody doing evil. Oh. حرام, ما تعملش الإيفل, حرام, this is حرام, don't do it. And at night, can you come have dinner with me tonight? Sure. And you go eat and drink with him. طب إزاي أنت جاي له الصبح إن ده حرام وبالليل هتروح تاكل وتشرب معاه؟ ما هو ده الكلام اللي احنا بنقوله برضه عشان الناس اللي بتقول لك ما تقولش ميري كريسماس. ما هو نفس الكلام, انت بتقول له ده توحيد, لا اله الا الله, وده ما ينفعش, وتروح تاكل وتشرب معاه وتهنيه وتدي له ورده وتدي له هديه, you give him a gift and you give him stuff, ازاي؟ ها, ما ينفع, is not good. Something else quickly inshallah before I, because we really gotta go with the curriculum here. But I really would like you to understand this. قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك أضعف الإيمان. وفي حديث ابن مسعود وليس وراء ذلك مثقال حبة من خردل من إيمان, اللي هو إيه؟ That you see evil with your hand, you see evil, you cannot change it with your hand, and then you cannot change it with your tongue, and then the Prophet says, then you have to change it with your heart. And behind this, if you do not change it with your heart, there is no one seed of mustard of iman in your heart, or your iman will be weakened. It tells you what? That if you change it with your tongue, what is going to happen to your iman? What is going to happen? Increase. ما هو الإيمان يا إخوة? Faith what? And if you use the hand, you will what? In spite of the fact, I really want you, this is a little يعني, tricky issue. If you get it, alhamdulillah. If you don't get it, just ignore it. In spite of the fact, you're pardoned. You're excused because you're unable to use the hand. You're unable to use the tongue. But it still affected what? You ended up with what? A weak iman. طب أنا هديك مثل ثاني. لما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النساء ناقصات عقل ودين. الحديث اللي دايما إيه؟ أنت أخوه. Your brother. الحديث اللي هو ناقصات عقل ودين اللي دايما محتاج you know the حديث that the women are. What did the prophet say about the sisters having deficit in the deen? How did he explain it? أحسنت. أليس يمكثن الأيام والليالي لا يصلين ولا يصم. The prophet said what? They have a deficit in their iman. Their iman is weak because of what? They spend days and nights, they do not pray nor fast. طب aren't they excused from fasting? Because they have the mens. The Prophet is talking about their cycle. امرأة حاضت لا تصوم لا تصلي. A woman who goes through her mens, she does not fast, she does not pray. Even so, she's excused. But it caused her iman to do what? The same exact thing with enjoining good. Because I don't want you to sit out here and just say, you know what, either I cannot do it but with my heart. ما هو احنا لو كلنا بقى ما هذا مشكلة. If we all cannot do it but with the heart, this will affect what? Your iman. So you must strive to use the tongue as well, inshallah. طيب. Okay. Let's move to, we still have 10 minutes because I would like to allow 20 minutes for question and answer, inshallah. طيب. From now on, did we say the hukm? Huh? We say the hukm. We explain the hukm. طيب. From now on, we're going to call this al-hisba. Pay attention to this. This act of enjoining good and forbidding evil is made of four pillars. The four pillars of the act. The act is what? Al-hisba, or enjoining what? Good and forbidding evil. The first person is al-muhtasib, is the one who's doing what? Enjoining the good, the one who's speaking. Akhi, this is halal, this is haram, this is good, this is bad. This is some way, al-muhtasib. Pillar number two, al-muhtasab alayh. The person whom you trying to do what? To change. Three, al-muhtasab fi. What is the issue? What are you talking about? You're talking about the salah, you're talking about the zakah. Is he drinking? What is the issue? Pillar number four, how you do it. What means? The tongue, the hand, the heart. And for each one of these pillars, there are conditions and criteria. Today, inshallah, I want to talk about the first one, which is the most important, and mention just the conditions. Because I want to talk about the conditions that must fit in that person, and I want to talk about the attributes that he must have, the qualities that he must have to be able to do it. Let's just mention the conditions today. The first condition is al-Islam. What is the greatest ma'roof in the face of this earth? What? Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. But what is the greatest evil? The opposite. Shirk. Tabi sah in wahid. ما بيقولش لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله يجي يقول لك أخي why you drinking alcohol would that work somebody who is he does not believe in Islam he's not a Muslim he comes and tells you فلا يصح الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر من غير المسلم you must be what a Muslim لأن أنت you're violating the top of the line اللي هو التوحيد. Now you want people to do the branches? ما ينفع. فالشرط الأول اللي هو الإيه؟ الإسلام. So the first condition that you must have, you must be a Muslim. Are we all Muslims, alhamdulillah? Then you have to do it. Condition number two. التكليف. يعني التكليف؟ Huh? Means two things. You have sanity and you reach the age of puberty. Sanity, consensus, no problem. لأن واحد مجنون حتى لو غير a crazy, an insane person, even if he goes and he speaks about something bad to the people are going to still look at him as what? يعني مجنون. The second issue, the age of puberty. A brother like this, he's young. Can he change good and forbid evil? Can he go around to somebody and tell him he cannot do this? You have to pray. يصح منه ويشجع. It is okay, and we should encourage him. But does he have to do it? No, he does not have to do it. لأنه غير مكلف. Number three, and this issue, يا جماعة, يعني is really an issue of debate. أن يكون عدلا. يعني عدلة himself is a good person that you're a good person بس if we say this who is good who is completely good يعني ما أحد nobody we all have shortcomings وذلك مقولة لابن عمر بن عبد العزيز يقول لو انتظرنا if we wait until everybody becomes perfect in order to enjoy good and forbid evil, there is no one is going to do it. بس في نفس الوقت, at the same time, you have text that bans you from enjoying good and forbidding evil when yourself have issues. أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب. هذه واحد. Are you asking people to do what is good and you're forgetful of yourself? كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلوا. It's very resentful in the sight of Allah that you do say that you say something to people to do when you're not doing it. والحديث اللي هو أسامة بن زيد في البخاري أن رجل أو في مسلم أن رجل أمان the عالم a scholar in the day of resurrection his intestine will come out of his rear and he will go around like a donkey. What happened to you? I used to ask you to do stuff that I did not do and I used to ask you not to do stuff that I used to do. فهذه نصوص بس at the same time we must balance first of all are you doing the sin that you're committing openly if you're not go ahead if you're not go ahead because the people to begin with will not accept from you unless they see you good يعني يحكي أحد المشايخ ولذلك من يعني just to understand the story that I'm about to tell, that you're supposed to actually dismiss any allegations about you if you are in the field of telling people to do stuff. That they got invited, a lot of shiuch, a lot of scholars, they got invited to a European country where they are supposed to meet with the leaders of the centers in order to train them how to deliver Islam there. For the head of the training course, he's from that country, Albania. So he arrived and he sat on the table. Mashaykh, the scholars are what? Sitting around the table. Mashaykh, yani mashaykh, eh? Mashaykh, yani scholars. O akhuna al-rayis ma fish fi dignu wala sha'r. He has not even one piece of hair in his beard. Fataban huwa jalas. He sat on the table. He's supposed to train the mashayikh. Everybody's looking at him like, this is a real story. What is this? فقال يا جماعة أنا أعرف ما تظنون والله ما بيطلع لي شعر. I know what you're thinking, but by Allah, I do not have hair. ما في عندي اللحية. في ناس كده بسموه مرد ولا ما عرفش ايه كده مرد. في there are people who do not have any hair growing in their beards. قال والله ما بيطلع لي, حاولت ما فيش شعر. اعمل ايه يعني. I even tried other things. They told me go ahead and just do this, and I tried no hair. I just want to dismiss. وهذا المبدأ موجود. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما جاءته صفية كما في البخاري, صفية بنت حيي زوج النبي رضي الله عنها وصلى الله عليه وسلم, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was in the masjid. فصفية she wanted to speak, he was doing اعتكاف the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the masjid. فصفية رضي الله عنها came to call him to speak to him. For the Prophet ﷺ went out of the masjid and he spoke to her from the door. لأن المعتكف مفروض ما يطلعش بسهولة كده. We know the wives of the Prophet, they had what? Veil. فالنبي واقف, the Prophet is standing with who? With a woman. For the beholders. لأنه ما يعرفوش, they do not know who is this. فاتنين من الأنصار, two from الأنصار passing by. فإيه؟ When they came in near the Prophet, they did what? They walked what? فأسرع. They walked faster. يعني عايزين إيه؟ يدوا للنبي إيه؟ الجو يعني. فرصة. شايف ال يعني they don't want to disturb. تعال. Come here. إنها صفية. This is Safiya, my wife, زوجتي. I'm not standing with her. حتى يعني بس why? If you are in the field of da'wah, if you are in the field of enjoining good and forbidding evil, there are things that you cannot do. There are some things that you cannot do. يعني بيحكي لنا بعض المشايخنا, some of our scholars, they say this. واحد شيخ إمام زي حالاتي كده, إمام like me, فبيروح يلعب كورة مع الإيه, he plays soccer with the congregation. يوم كده بيروح يلعب كورة. يعني in that village there is no the goals are not like we see now. We normally put a rock here and a rock here. ما فيش العصيان دي والتقدم ده مش موجود. Isn't that how we did it? ونجيب شراب كده sock, fill it with some dirt ولعب. فتشوط الكورة, you kick the ball, الكورة تعدي من فوق الايه, on the top of the rock. جون ولا مش جون, it is a goal or not. يجي الشيخ يقول لك ايه ده شيخ ده كمزة it's a go. فيجي واحد من ال one of the people say, والله انت شيخ ضلالي. والله you are a misguided شيخ. طب دي الشيخ هذا ينفع يجي ويجلس على الكرسي بتاع الوعظ بعد كده؟ Can he come and sit on my seat and explain the religion to the people? تقول لي شيخ ضلالي في الملعب وانا جاي. There are things if you are in that field that you have to leave. وذلك يعني معذرة للإخوة, a lot of the brothers they ask, they know I play soccer, they ask me, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'd rather play soccer at home. I run on my treadmill at home. لكن عشان أطلع برا واحد يقول لي كلمة ينفع. يعني there are things that you have to give up if you are in that field. هي من المباحات. It's not haram to play. I'm not saying it's haram to play soccer, but it's just going to take a little bit of your you have to sacrifice it. You have to. يا إخوة لما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لو مكثت في السجن مثلما مكث يوسف لا أجبت الداعي, لا أجبت الرسول. سيدنا يوسف when he stayed in jail because of that allegation. وبعدين allegation has to do with the morale that he's a woman person. يعني the allegation of سيدنا يوسف that he's a lover, he's a lover boy. This is the allegation, this is what's been circulating where in the community. And after he given the Aziz the answer to his dream, listen, Egypt is going to face a financial economy crisis. You're going to starve to death because there will be drought. And here is the solution. So what did the king do? وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. The king sent the messenger, bring this guy out of jail. I got to talk to him. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. When the messenger came to him, قَالَ لَهُ مَاذَا. What did he say to him? اِرْجَعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَ. Because I'm not going to come back for the dunya here. I'm not going to come back to sit in a chair and be a king. لا, I'm coming back to call you to Allah. Now, to be a caller to Allah and at the same time, my name is a lover boy in the community. تبدأ ينفع؟ لا. ارجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسو التي قطعنا أيديهن إن ربي بكيدهن عليم. الملك, the ملك called all the women. ما خطبكن إذ راوتن يوسف عن نفسه. What happened between you and Yusuf? قالت امرأة قلنا حاشا لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء. By Allah, he's a good person. قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق. He said, now I can come out of jail. My record is what? لأن هذا يدعو إلى الله. ما اللي بيدعو إلى الله هذا اللي يعني when you call to Allah, your capital is your name. Your capital is your dignity. Your capital is who you are. Is who you are. That is why you have to protect it. That is why you have to keep it in order to get to the people, in order to your message to find a place in the hearts of people. The issue is debatable. One last thing, inshallah, is the fact that he must be able. He must be able to enjoy in good and forbid evil. This is a condition that you must not bring harm upon yourself, upon your family, because of the fact that you are enjoying good and forbid evil. Another issue which is refutable totally, that you must take a permission from the imam. And the imam here does not mean the imam of the masjid. The imam of what? Of the Muslims. لا, يعني هذا الأمر ردوا عليه. ردوا. لأن النبي قال من رأى منكم. If you see it, you must change it. إن شاء الله, the coming lecture بإذن الله تعالى, we want to talk about the attributes of the person who enjoins good and forbid evil. We want to talk about sincerity. That you must do it for Allah. Ya ikhwa, when you have ikhlas, when you have sincerity, Allah makes things happen for you. يعني عمر بن الخطاب, سيدنا عمر, كان بيمسك في يده عصاي. He used to have a darra in his hand, darra, a stick in his hand. He used to beat the companion with it. ما بشوفش بالليل. He used to beat the companion with it. Companions, أصحاب النبي. يعني امشي روح. كان بيصلح ال he used to داروز in the salah. You know how they used to look at him and smile, react to his smile. Why? Because of his sincerity. He's not doing it just to. The problem with us now, when we enjoin good and forbid evil, you want the people to know that, oh, mashallah, that ma bashufsh alwalad alrajul da, this guy, he does not see something bad and he stops. Mashallah. Mushkila. أو بينك وبين الراجل أصلا في موضوع. ما هو أحيانا إيه؟ Between you and the person there is what? Personal issue. وتشوفه عامل حاجة غلط. تعال مسكتك. لا ما ينفع. إخلاص. You must do it for Allah. You must have the knowledge. You must be soft. You must be soft when you're doing it. You must be patient and you must be humble. And using wisdom. Six, inshallah, attributes that you must have. And بإذن الله تعالى, with each attribute, I will give you an example from the Sunnah. How did the Prophet do it? How did the Prophet deal with different issues using one of these attributes, inshallah? With this, we conclude the day, بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.
وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون.